Hey everyone, the Totally Wholesome Not Dirty podcast is about to hit a huge milestone, 200 episodes. That's almost 4 years of this wild little podcast of mine, and I'm celebrating with a special live stream on my Spicy page on May 30th between 6 and 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Exact time will drop there soon, so make sure you're following. I want you to be part of this episode. Send in your voicemails to 702-900-6446 or email your stories, questions, favorite moments, or chaos to twndpodcast@gmail.com. And yes, live interaction will be part of the stream, so come hang out and be unhinged with me in real time. Let's make this 200th episode one to remember.
I get paid to take my clothes off, but here I bear it all for free. Welcome to the Totally Wholesome, Not Dirty podcast, where sex work meets self-work, and we laugh through the chaos one inappropriate joke at a time. I talk safe sex, mental health, industry secrets, and all the stories that made my therapist cry. Got a confession, a question, a wild tale, send me an email, some love and a salutation, cause nothing turns me on like a little validation. Hey baby, maybe got my head in the clouds, but I'm still me. Feeling free, honestly, take me away to a higher vibe. Take me away, let me come alive. Take me away with you.
I'm so happy that you've joined me today. I want to get your thoughts on balls. What do you think? You like to chew on them? Want me to throw them across the room? Do you like it when I step on it with my foot and then kick it really far? What's your favorite way to play with balls? That's my favorite too. I do love throwing them across the yard. Yeah. You're really fast when you chase them too, which is pretty cool. Because you're an old man, actually. You've been in the game. You've been in the ball chasing game for a really long time, haven't you, bud? I know. Are you nervous? Why do you look so trembly? Is it because I'm addressing you? Are you uncomfortable with this conversation? Because I love you, and you're a very good boy. Welcome back to the Totally Wholesome, Not Dirty podcast. I'm your host, Molly Stewart. And if you've never been here before, welcome. It is a happy Monday or whatever day you're watching this. I hope that it's Monday. Maybe it's Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, or Sunday, because those are the remaining days of the week. Whenever you are listening to this now, thank you for being here. The 200th episode is fast approaching, and that is going to be released, I believe, next week's episode. And if you are seeing this now, you'll have already missed the recording, or maybe you won't. Hang on. I don't know. Anyway, I'm doing a live stream for it. I've been announcing it on the episodes previous to this. Like every single show has started with a reminder that there will be a 200th episode live stream. And I'm pretty sure, Ayn, that it's going to be a really good one. I'm super excited about it. Now, if this somehow does come out before the live stream takes place, I don't know what day this comes out. I have no concept of time anymore. I just want you to know, they're going to be discussing a lot of interesting things. There's going to be some changes with the podcast upcoming. I'm excited to talk to y'all about everything. I'm excited to hear your submissions, your favorite like stories and times from the podcast before. And it's been a long time, 4 years. So I'm really excited to see where the future takes us. Isn't that right, boy? Now, I've recently gotten back from a trip. And if there's one thing y'all know about me, is that I'm not a fan of play. Now, it's not like I'm afraid of planes. I'm not afraid they're going to like fall out of the sky or whatever. Like, that's kind of something I think about all the time. I mean, they could just fall out of the sky, but like, what control do you have over that? And I don't really think that it's going to happen. And if it did, I mean, it wouldn't be surprising at this point, because look at how much of that has happened this year alone. That's crazy. But no, it's the whole process of flying. Now, I have a question, and maybe if you work for an airline, you can let me know why this is, because to me, it doesn't make any fucking sense. Why, when you're going to land and when you're in takeoff mode, why do you have to put the seat up? They go back like all of 2 inches anyway. It's not like they're like lay down seats. It's a domestic flight, you know, like why? And even if it was a lay down seat, like you were somehow able to pay for a lay down seat in this economy, why would you have to put it up? Is that going to save us if the plane falls out of the sky? Because I really don't think so, right? It doesn't really matter if you're strapped into your seat with the seat back or with the seat forward. That doesn't seem, that doesn't make any sense. And also, I don't really think that strapping yourself into a seat is going to save you if the plane is falling out of the sky. Like, I was looking at this thing about it. I was like, oh, well, you know, if your seat is put back, then it could impede people behind you from getting out of the seat. I'm like, it doesn't go back that far. How are you impeding anyone? Do you know what I'm talking about, bud? You haven't been on a plane in a really long time, so I don't know that this has any relevance to you, but I'm trying to make you understand. You're staring at me really intently, and I feel like you have something to say, but I can't quite decipher what's behind those little eyes of yours. So adorable. But the whole thing with that, right? It just doesn't really make sense to me. It's like, it's just a big f*** you. Do you love the pod? Of course you do. Do you love ads? Not so much. Do you want to prove how much you love the pod? Then join us ad-free on patreon.com/twndpodcast. Every tier of support gets you day early releases and ad-free enjoyment. The Totally Wholesome, Not Dirty podcast is made possible by listeners like you. If you want the full VIP experience, join any of our dirtbag tiers, which also gives you access to skits, photo sets, bonus episodes, and monthly Zoom chats where we sit down, reflect, share, and more. You'll also have access to Thought Takes, a mini show where I strip down and go in hard with rantisodes. What are you waiting for? Join us and be a dirtbag at patreon.com/twndpodcast. Like, oh, were you relaxing and you were hoping because you know that's going to take a while to taxi and then even unload from the plane in the first place that maybe you could just get an extra little nappy in? Like, why do you have to put your seat up? It doesn't make sense to me. And further, what is it with the audacity of people? Now, listen. Listen, all right, there is always this thing of, oh, it's a full flight, so there's not going to be enough room in the bins for people to put their bags and stuff, so everyone's going to, not everyone, but certain people are going to have to check their luggage. Why? How does that happen every time? That doesn't make sense. Like, and then you have the stewardess, oh, please, if your backpack, you know, the thing that's supposed to go under your seat, is up in the storage bin, could you please take it down and put it under your seat because we're at capacity. Y'all, if you have two carry-ons, store them how they're supposed to be stored. Put one in the overhead bin. Put the one that can fit under the seat in front of you. It's not fucking rocket science. It's just common courtesy. What are we doing? Why are you taking up more space? They tell you ahead of time, full fucking flight. You are delaying things for everyone else around you, and it's really fucking inconsiderate. All right? I don't know what to tell you. You're a piece of shit. Like, just store the how it's supposed to be stored, and figure it out. We all get there faster. Maybe they wouldn't have all this delays and all this shit if people just do what they're supposed to do, because it's been this way for how many years? You know how to fly on a plane, and if you don't, you shouldn't be doing it, or read some sort of manual beforehand, or watch some YouTube videos. For Christ's sake, educate yourself and save us all the issue of your audacity. All right? That's all I ask. And further, if you're... behind these people, like, you're not in the last, you're not like the last boarding group, right? Getting on the plane, there's so many open bins, right? You're headed back to your seat. Why in f***'s name are you putting your carry-on at the front of the plane and then walking back to your seat? Why are you creating that issue? I'm just weak and I can't carry my carry-on from the back of my seat to the front of the seat when I'm in a shuffle where nobody is moving to get off the plane. Store it above your seat. That's what it's for. Store it above your seat and under your seat. It's so simple. Just do it. It doesn't make any sense to me. It's like, so then the person who is sitting and whatever seat this is that you just put all of your in front of, now they're going to have to go find somewhere. And they might have to just like walk back to, I don't know, maybe where you were sitting to put their bag. So do you realize the delay that you're causing? Because if someone else's bag from wherever they are in the mid has to go to the back, guess what? We have a shuffle at the end to figure out how to get this luggage from the back of the plane to the front of the plane. Once again, you are being inconsiderate and delaying people. Why are you doing it? The space above your plane seat is for you and your items. Not both items, the one. And then the one under, it's just not hard. And I don't understand how on every flight, there's just some people who have to yell at the fucking stewardess about things that they are not doing that they should know how to do. Not that the stewardesses don't know, that the person who's fucking bitching is. It's like, why are you doing this? Does this feel good for you? Do you feel fucking powerful? Really? Por qué? Ian is done being on the chair, so I'm going to turn off his camera to save some space. David, play an ad. Maybe from Get Soul. Get Soul. Go to GetSoul.com and use code TWND to save 30% on your order. You can find a nice variety of different beverages, gummies. They have sleep gummies. They have big brain soul gummies with a little bit of caffeine. They're tangerine and they're so yummy. And you can stress less. You can stress fucking less by going to GetSoul.com and using code TWND to save 30% on your order. Don't stress about the apocalypse. Just get high. Don't you just love those Get Soul episodes? Man, I really do hope that you check out GetSoul.com. All right, so anyway, that's kind of my bitches with the plane. I think that kind of was a good, decent amount of a rant to have. But I mean, you know, it just doesn't make sense to me. Like, people, just the audacity. I wish I could find some of it, but also not, because I'm going to be a piece of shit. So, yeah, I just think it's stupid. I think it's all fucking stupid. And that's all I have to say about it. I hate flying. It's just, the whole process of it is just, holy shit, so annoying. Blah, blah, blah. I made notes on this because I wanted to have a little bit of things prepared, because things have been going crazy in my brain lately. I've been so busy with stuff. I have so much content to catch up on. I have all these shoots that I've been planning. I have the second book that I'm starting to write. So it has just been a cluster cluck. And yeah, there's been a lot going on and there's a lot coming and there's so much that's going to be announced very soon. So definitely stay tuned. And with that, There's so many notes for the podcast intermixed with notes for the book, and it's hard to kind of like decipher my way through them, which is really cool. Like, I'm glad that I could organize that, not at all for myself. Oh, it's just a people problem lately. Okay, so what is it with parking lots, especially? Now, sometimes this is as little as like crossing a street, but pedestrians, what in the fuck are you doing? Wake up. I wish I even had the excuse of these people like being on their phone or something and being distracted by whatever's on their phone, but they're not, because they don't have a thought running around in their little heads. Like, I don't even know what is going on in a parking lot, but what are we doing? Stick off to one side. Why are you taking 25 minutes to walk between the giant lane of cars that people can drive down? Like, I want to hit you with my Prius, and I'm not going to, and that's not a threat. It's just that little rage feeling that comes inside, because I'm like, you're also walking on a diagonal and kind of like weaving and just taking your sweet ass time. Like, this isn't a hike. Go up to Mount Charleston, go to Mary Jane Falls, go out to Red Rock, do something like that. If you want to meander, I'm all fucking for it, but a parking lot is not the goddamn place for it. And it's like, where are you even going? Do you know where you are right now? Because there's so many of you that it doesn't make any sense to me. And then to have the look of audacity, like, okay, I was going through this one parking lot, Trader Joe's, here we are, here we go again. And this fucking woman, it's crazy. And it's not like, oh, it's because she's a woman. No, it's just like, something is going on. It's something in the water. People are upset, and I don't know how to deal with it, because it's just pissing me the fuck off. Now, it's a crosswalk, right? Yeah, you yield to pedestrians. So I pull up and I like stop the car in a very easy, even keeled way, because I don't drive like a psychopath. And this woman was in the crosswalk. She was barely 1 foot into the crosswalk, and I stop. And apparently how I stopped was too fast for her, because she does this number. Just like that, if you can just imagine. And then takes it further, loops a bag over her arm, and walks past the car going, did it like that. I'm talking, that is the level of aggression that she threw peace signs at me. What a lady, what crawled up your crotch and fucking died? Is it in your ass? Is there a fist lodge in there? Like, what is happening right now to make you so uncomfortable and so enraged by someone stopping to let you cross the path that you had to throw aggressive peace signs that, to be honest, didn't feel very peaceful to me? Now, I'm kind of an expert on hand gestures, and normally in that situation, from the look that she was giving and the aggression at which she gave the signs, I was expecting the bird. So to find the peace, I was like, that's a little bit insulting to people who are like, hey man, like, peace. Like, that's peace and love. It kind of felt like hate and loathing. You know what I mean? Hate and death. Like, she was just dead-eyeing me with those needly eyes, and it was crazy. She was angry, but I get angry too. When people, like, at least she crossed in a decent amount of time while flashing those aggressive peace signs. At least she made it through quickly. Because does your brain just malfunction in a parking lot? Is it like, wait, I'm not a car. Do I have to find a spot for me to be in? Did I lose my... If you lost your car, use your little clicker. Use your little beep beep. If you don't have that, like, I'll tell you where your car isn't parked. In the middle of the fucking... In the middle of the double lane drive-through area of a parking lot, that's not where you parked. So walk along the line of cars, stay out of people's way, and don't, like, give them this weird, lifeless face like that. And if you're not watching, go to youtube.com/@twndpodcast if you need, like, video, you know, visual. If you're a visual learner, you want to see what I'm talking about, go to youtube.com/@twndpodcast, because it's just like fucking zombie shit, dude. Like, oh, I'm worried about the zombie apocalypse. We are already in it. Go to Trader Joe's parking lot. We are already in the zombie apocalypse because nobody knows how to walk in a Trader Joe's parking lot. And this is not just Trader Joe's. It's just one of the places I go the most. So it's where I experience this the most. But I've been so many other places. And I'm just like, the fastest way to get anywhere is in a straight fucking line. Just walk in a straight line. Speed it up a little bit. You know that there's cars around you. And if it's not because, oh, I can't hear the car. You're in a parking lot. Assume that there are cars around you trying to get into the spots, especially in a Trader Joe's parking lot, because there's never any parking for some goddamn reason. So could you please just be fucking considerate? That would be super fucking sick, because I don't even leave the house that often. This shouldn't even be something that I rant about, but literally every time I leave the house, I'm dealing with people who don't know how to walk in a fucking parking lot. Figure it out. Move the fuck along. If you need your little, like, phone device to speed you along so you can get across the road and talk faster, look at your phone. Do something, because you're not even looking at the space around you. I think you're just completely glazed over wandering through a parking lot. It doesn't make any sense to me. Like, just go home. Just go home. COVID was better. Honestly, like, in so many ways. And oh, COVID this. Fuck off. It was better. People stayed the fuck home. Places weren't as crowded. People weren't like, I don't know what the fuck is going on. But Jesus God. I get so fucking sick of it. God. Anyway. I hate going places. Anyway. But I did not hate going places the other night. Because I went out with my friend. And we were going to go see a show. Which I was super, super excited about. I don't know if it was great. We never got a chance to go. But now, here's the thing. When you go to a casino, which I, as I have said, do not often do, you just know that if you put any money into a machine, it's not money that you're getting back. Like, you go in with the assumption, I would hope, and if not, you might have a little bit of a problem. But I think it's safe to assume for most fucking people, especially people who go to Vegas or live in Vegas, if you're putting a 20 in that machine, that's just being like, you might as well have burned it, right? It's not going anywhere. So we had time to kill before the show, and let this be a cautionary tale to those of you who may be going to a show in a place like Vegas or at a casino. Don't gamble beforehand. Don't gamble before the show. Gamble after the show if you would like to do so, because we had maybe like 30 or 40 minutes to kill before this show was even like going to start seating. And so we're like, oh, let's just like sit down at a slot machine and just like basically play giant Candy Crush, right? Knowing that we're going to lose money. You're just paying to lose money to kill time. You're literally paying to waste time, which is cool. So third in, I had $5 left, and I saw the machine with the cows, because I was like, damn, I love it when they moo because they all have different moves, and it's like meow, meow. And there's so many different like mew moo things, and it's awesome, and I like it. And there's little aliens and shit, which is cool. And I had like $5 left, and so I was like, let's just put it in here. I'll hit it, and we'll just walk away, and we'll have wasted all of the money, and we can go to the show happy. Now, that didn't happen. And I'm not, at first I was a little upset, but the longer it went, let me tell you, the less upset I got, because we won 400 free spins. Now that's a lot, right, to think about. And I was like, Jesus Christ, like how are we going to have time for this? We're just like checking the watch, going back and forth. We're like, oh, yeah, this will be fine. We'll definitely be able to get through this. Then I won like 200 free spins. And then like 75 spins and then like 20 spins. And for the longest time, we couldn't get this motherfucker under 350 spins. And the time was ticking. The clock was running down. I'm like, we're definitely not going to be able to see Naked Star Wars tonight, which is really unfortunate. Otherwise, we have to let all this money go. But by that point, it was like too much money. And apparently, you have to let it run its fucking course. You can't just like collect part of the way through. And that would be fucking sick, but you can't. Now, at the end of the day, I'm not really complaining because let's just say we went really far and it was kind of sick. But at a certain point, we had to turn off the sound for these cows. I'm going to hear these cows in my fucking sleep because they just kept going. There was this rainbow fucking cow and it just kept fucking coming out and adding more. And it became like a level of hell that I didn't know existed. Like at one point we're just like, I hate it here. I think we live here now. Like, cause every time we'd be like, okay, finally, we didn't win any free spins. We'd win more free spins. And it just kept going to the point that finally it was comical. And then it was like, okay, well, how far can we take this? Well, we did the calculation on time. And even if we had just hit 400 spins and got no other free spins, we still would have missed like 85% of the show. So let that be a cautionary tale, because they say that gambling can ruin lives. Now, I went out with my friend for the purpose of seeing Naked Star Wars, which we did not get to have. So in a way, it did kind of ruin my life. But then again, did make money, which was really fun because I do like to make money. And it's yeah, it's pretty great. Although it sucks you have to pay fucking taxes on it, but whatever. Honey, what does it make you think of? Sweet, delicious, sticky, licking it off your partner? If you want to have fun with a special friend or are someone who loves self-pleasure, Honey Playbox has the toys for you. Use our code TWND to save 15% on your purchase. Amp up your playtime at honeyplaybox.com. You deserve pleasure, so elevate your experience with Honey Playbox and support our show by using code TWND at checkout. Watching podcasts is fun. Watching reruns, also fun, but nothing beats a live experience. Check out our friends at Jerkmate by going to jkmte.com/TWND. Every sign up helps our show. Don't jerk alone. Get your front row seat to live events. Try a gold show from the comfort of your couch. Check the show description or go to jkmte.com/TWND to try it out. Yeah, so let that be a cautionary tale. Don't gamble before you have a prior obligation to a show that you've paid for, because you might get stuck at a slot machine for like an hour and 40 minutes. And cows might haunt your dreams for the rest of your non-waking days. All right, so I have a few other things that I wanted to get into. Oh, one of them was, okay, one of the things was laser. Now, I don't know if y'all have ever had laser hair removal, but it's not, like, I guess it's supposed to really hurt. That's what I heard going into it when I first got laser hair removal. Now, I got, like, permanent removal, so now my pubes grow in all weird and like patchy, and I'll get like random just it's like I'm growing like a beard for the first time, but on my pussy, and there's just like a couple stray hairs here and there, and I have to shave them off, and it's super annoying. So I was finally like, all right, I'll go in for a touch up. Now I remember it like not really hurting, like especially your butthole doesn't hurt at all, which is kind of cool because I guess your butthole's like all strong from, you know, all the things it'd be doing. So I was kind of prepared for it to hurt because I remember people saying that it hurt, but it'd been so long ago that I couldn't really remember how it felt, right? And the lady's like, oh, do you want like a stress ball? And I was like, no, I'm good. She's like, you'll definitely want a stress ball. So I was like, all right. So I take the stress ball and I'm holding it in my hand. I just put my arms up because she's out there doing my armpits. She's like, you just let me know if you need a break. And I was like, sick. So she gets through one armpit. That was fine. Like nothing. I think I need to preemptively tell people. I also, maybe laser hair removal would hurt for you, but I giggle and it tickles when I get tattoos, and that's getting stabbed by needles. So, I mean, I have problems. So the thing with the laser hair removal, at the end of the first armpit, she's like, do you need like a break? And I was like, no. I didn't even squeeze that stress ball once. It's just kind of like held loosely in my grip with my arms above my head. So she moves on to the next one. And then we get down to the hoo-ha. And I started to get like the feeling that I was almost being dommed a little bit. Like it was, she just kept saying like, wow, you tolerate this so good. I was like, excuse me? I didn't say anything. I was just like, yeah, I do. I have something of a high pain tolerance myself. And then she just keeps saying like, oh, you can take so much. Wow, you're just tolerating it so good. And I was like, dude, am I to come? Are you trying to make me come right now? Do you know that I have a praise kink? Like, what are you doing to me, woman? Like, this is crazy. I'm like, I'm not even going to fucking flinch. Like, I don't even care that you're lasering my clitoris hood right now. Like, I don't give a fuck. I am going to keep hearing you tell me what a good job I'm doing letting you burn my hair follicle. Oh my God, I was so horny. Anyway, I think that's all I have to say for that story. Oh, Jesus Christ. Goddamn. Y'all remember that from the other episode? Do you remember that? Do you guys remember that? Do you remember? Pepperidge Farm remembers. All right, let's get into some voicemails because I'm unhinged. And thank y'all for leaving voicemails. I really always very much appreciate it when you do, even if you're telling me that goddamn is an offensive thing to say. Because, like, I respect your opinion. I'm just not going to, it's not going to be my opinion. So, goddamn. Out of all the things that I say, too, goddamn is a crazy thing to want to censor. I just want to go back to that a little bit. Because, goddamn. All right, let's check this out. Oh, I think we've already played this one. This one's from John. What does it say that it's... Why does it say I've already listened? All right. Wait, is Seamus the only one leaving voice messages? And Seamus doesn't like it when I say goddamn. Okay, let's play one from Seamus.
Molly, this is Seamus. I'm so glad on your recent show that your feet were not bloody when I saw it. Then you slowly lifted up your pant leg, and I saw the wound, and I was like, ah!
Wait, why would my feet be bloody? This picture, like, I was just like, ah, bloody feet.
So I calmed down after you kept talking. And then you said you started to bleed, and it looked like Sunny Delight.
Mm-hmm, I did.
And I said, ah!
Yeah. I did say that. Oh, my God. Why did it stop playing? Hang on. What's happening? Google Voice is breaking.
I have the same thing. Plus, I think this wrestler Sabu's been dead for like a month.
Wait, okay, I missed something. Plus, there's a wrestler, his name is Sabu.
Well, it did go down to your feet, so.
Yeah, it's gross.
I have the same thing. Plus, I think this wrestler Sabu's been dead for like a month now. So I don't think he had Ebola or like...
Wait, what? Why would you ever think I have Ebola? What does that have to do with that story? For those who did not listen to this episode, Seamus is referencing, I was talking about getting an injury rollerblading. Like, and I didn't realize that plasma can come out, especially like these, like type of like the road rash, you know, wounds and all that stuff. You can have like orange goo, which is basically plasma. So that's what I was saying. I don't know why that would make you think that I had Ebola. And who is Sabu? That I thought I would get more context for that, but I didn't really at all.
I know. Flesh eating virus, because he would have been gone like in 2 days. I'm not a doctor, but he would have been gone that long. And then people in Vegas would have been coming forward and say, what? He hit that? Hey, medevac me. I'm your outbreak monkey. You know, something like that.
What? What? I'm sorry. That just threw me for a loop, and then a text message came up on the iPad. I don't even know what you just said. Someone's in Vegas. There's a monkey outbreak. Okay. I don't really understand what's happening.
But
what?
On Saturday night, I saw on Facebook a whole bunch of police, a whole group of them going to a casino, Las Vegas, and they had like this long metal rod with a loop on it. So they must have been looking for somebody. I was just glad it was not Molly. You know, with them putting that thing around your neck like it's the Planet of the Apes, going, what is the law?
Seamus, are you on drugs? Why? Why? What makes you think? I don't know if this is your attempt at comedy, but I don't think it's hitting very well, if that's the case. And if you're just being serious, what makes you think? You know what? Those cops, they had a wire lasso, fucking whatever the fuck you said, and I was worried they weren't going to put around Molly's neck. It sounds like almost vaguely threatening, which is kind of fucking weird. And also, what about me, a person who never leaves my house, would make you think, if this is what you thought, that police were there, wherever this place is that you say, with a metal loop to put it around my neck? Are you okay? And you don't want me to say goddamn? Seamus. God fucking damn. Yeah, I'm kind of done with voice messages. If someone besides Seamus wants to leave a voice message, I mean, Seamus, feel free. But, like, let's be honest. I feel like the messages have been getting a little unhinged, and I don't really know what's happening with you, bro. All right, let's roll with this. We'll go on to our next one.
Hey, Molly. How are you, Daddy? It's Dave. So, I've been doing Kegos. Well, I call for, like, a little while now. And the benefits are just like a bull. It just got me thinking, like, how much of the overpopulation of this planet is because of premature ejaculation?
Oh. Okay, so I missed a lot of the first of that. Y'all, okay, when we call in, let's make sure that we are enunciating and we're not too close or too far away from the phone, and don't do speakerphone because the quality is always terrible. But I have a bit of a difficult time understanding some of these voicemails sometimes. So, okay, but what percentage of the population is from premature ejaculation?
I'll put this question to you, Molly Stewart. If mandatory Kegels for the people, like if they were made to do mandatory Kegels, is this a potential solution for your population? Can Kegels save the world?
Okay. I'm going to try. So how much of the world's population do I think was conceived from premature ejaculation? I don't know. Probably a fair amount. There are a lot of people in the world. But there was a lot of mumbo jumbo happening. And what I got out of the end is you're wondering if Kegels would help the I don't understand. So if you have premature ejaculation, though, isn't doing a lot of Kegels going to make it faster to come? So a lot of premature, like, what? How are Kegels? Is Kegels for the men like hold, being able to hold back their cum. Is that where we're going with this? Because I was thinking about like myself doing Kegels, and I was like, I think like maybe the tighter the pussy is, the easier it is to come early. Or is that not the case? Because this actually, you do bring up an interesting point, Dave, because I was looking at reviews of my stroker, because I brought some strokers to the podcast that I was on in Miami. Very exciting. I don't know if I'm supposed to announce it, but I kind of already have, because Instagram, I was on Shea Dorena's podcast with JJ Lieberman, and it was really, really fun. I kind of blacked out because I got really nervous, so I don't know if it's any good, but we'll see. But I brought them strokers. So I was looking up some of my stroker reviews, and I did not get a chance to share these on that pod, so I will share it on my own. How about that? Because this brings up an interesting point. Now, you might have been talking about men kegling to be able to hold back their cum more, and I don't know if that's something that works, but if y'all want to test it and start doing kegels and see if it helps stop premature ejaculation, that would be fucking sick. Let me see. Where were these? I made a little folder that I didn't share anything of because I was too nervous and I got distracted. Now, there's this one, for instance. I've had other reviews in the past, but I think that when the stroker updated, like some of the reviews went away or whatever, because I couldn't find all the old ones, I remember. But I've had a lot of reviews say that they like it, but it's too tight. So I have extracted a few of the stroker reviews from my toy. Now, if you are interested in getting one of your own, you can go to kiru.io/feelmolly. That's kiroo.com/feelmolly if you want to. Wait, no, that's kiru.com. Kiru.io. K. Hang on, I'm stoned. kiroo.io/feelmolly. There we go. Here's the first review. Now, that is a 5-star, despite what you're about to hear. Not so good with the power blow. Damn. What can I say? It does what it does, but with power blow, it's a grip of death. However, better than most. Hey, I'll take fucking better than most. I'm here for it, dude. And I'm sorry that I have the grip of death. I don't know what to tell you. I love doing Kegels, and my toy, I feel, reflects that. So yeah, it is tight. All right. So this is the next one, which is only a 4-star, unfortunately, but we can't all, you know, have 5-star reviews only. So let's see what we have here. Molly is tight right out the gate. Oh my God. Thank you. So Molly isn't going to be for everyone. Oh, just like real life. It has such a tight entrance. Oh, thank you. This was the second one I got. It is one of the newer models, but not the newest. Mm-mm. It has the bigger cap and the front is designed like the newer molds. I call it the second generation. I think Kiru does too. She is good, but it is missing a star because they get destroyed pretty quickly if you aren't dealing with such a small guy. It was great while it lasted. Now, it sounds like this man has a massive penis and put it inside my tight little hole and then broke the stroker, which is crazy. Oh my God, I just imagine he's like ripping open my rubber vagina. It's so funny. This is one of, I'm going to save my favorite one for last and give you this 4-star review as well. Now, I'm a bit confused on the star rating because the title is tight, 5 out of 5. So why did you only give me 4 stars, sir? I don't like really appreciate that. If it's a 5 out of 5, why is your rating a 4 out of 5? Like, it doesn't make sense. But here's where it gets into the nitty gritty. Molly Stewart is tight. Be forewarned. I'm going to put that on my gravestone. Oh my God, I should make bumper stickers. But make them really like foreboding. Maybe I can put that on a shirt. That's new merch, guys. This is my favorite review. Now, also a little unfortunate to me that it's only a 4-star rating, because the review makes it seem like it should be a 5-star. Now, I'm just saying, maybe you're horny while you're rating and you're not like checking that 5th star, but I'm just saying, if you're putting your penis in a rubber silicone, beautifully crafted, molded replica of my pussy, could you at least give me a 5-star rating? Like, what are we talking about? Why are you bothering to leave a rating? Unless you absolutely fucking hated it and give it a 1-star, which I'm totally here for, give it a 5-star. You're fucking my rubber pussy. Can you at least be nice about it? Thank you. Okay. But this is my favorite review, and it is a 4 out of 5 star. Fuck you a little bit, but also I love your review. It fits right to my penis. I'm glad that I purchased this. Now, does that not seem like a 5-star rating review? It fits right to my penis. Not too loose, not too tight. It fits your penis perfectly. You're glad that you purchased it. Why are you giving me 4 stars? That's so fucking rude. Does anyone else find that rude? I'm just a little offended. I'm like, listen, no, you're never gonna fuck me, but look at my pussy. You've looked at it for years. Now imagine that there's a rubber one that's wrapped around your penis while you're watching videos that I have created, right? Why are you giving me 4 out of 5 stars, especially if you like it? It doesn't make sense. Like, I just feel like, I feel like sometimes I give and I give and I give so much, right? And then it's just like, oh, I love the podcast, but you can't leave a rating. Oh, I loved your stroker wrapped around my penis. 4 stars. What are we talking about? Are you actually fans? Or are you just trying to, are you like negging me through the rating or lack thereof of what I produce for your entertainment, like, benefit? I do this for you. I mean, a little bit for me, but I do it for you. And listen, I need some fucking validation, right? I just want to know that I'm doing a good job and that y'all are happy with the things that I provide for you. So I just don't, I'm just a little offended. So if you want to help with that, make sure that you leave a comment if you're watching on YouTube, youtube.com/@TWND podcast. And also, please do remember to be leaving a rating wherever you listen, whether it's like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever it is that you listen. And also, you can also join patreon.com/TWND podcast for day early releases, ad-free videos, ad-free paid patron audio streams, monthly Zoom chats, which we have one coming up, which I'm very excited about. I was thinking of actually possibly doing it as like a little after party for the live stream. I'm going to post that in community chat. Yeah. All right. So, but there's a lot there. So make sure you go do that. And please, for the love of God, just leave a rating. Like, it's not fucking hard. It's not like I'm asking for like $1 million. I'm just asking you, if you listen to an episode, leave a little comment. Like, I fucking like this, or I didn't fucking like this. And leave a thumbs up, leave a rating, share it with a friend. Like, it's not hard, you know? Like, do you need me to do everything? And then you can't even, you know, it's just rude. Now let's see what my other notes are. Do I have an email? We all have bad habits, and breaking them is hard. That's where Fume comes in. You've probably heard about Fume, but you might not know what it is. Fume is a flavored air device. No smoke, no batteries, just a beautiful reminder to breathe easy. So if you have a bad habit that you're trying to turn into a good one, head on over to tryfume.com/TWND to get a discount on your Journey Starter Pack. That's actually what Fume sent over to me to give a little taste test. And currently I am, well, not puffing on because there's no smoke, but I am breathing Peach Blush, which is actually, see, no smoke, a delicious flavor that I am very excited to be sipping on, as it were. I'm definitely trying to break a few bad habits of my own this year, and I think that Fume is a great place to start with that. I am an oral fixation girly. I always have to have something in my mouth. I was chewing on my fingernails for ages, and other bad habits that we don't want to talk about. So if you want to join me on my journey to quit a bad habit and also help support the show that you love so very much, head on over to tryfume.com/TWND and let me know your experience, because I am excited to turn my bad habit into a good one with Fume. Tryfume.com/TWND. Okay, so here is an email. Okay, I don't know if you want me to say your name. So I'm not going to say your name, but you'll know who you are. I just was kind of reading ahead, because if people don't want me to use their name, then I don't want their name used. You know what I mean? So I'm just going to keep this, because you don't say yes or no. Dear best podcast ever. Thank you so very much. I have managed PTSD since my time in Iraq, and it's mostly depression now. Oh. So when the depression is hitting me hard, the loneliness is high as well. When this happens, I wind up chatting on OF. It's not so much the other aspect of it. Don't get me wrong, that is nice too. But the feeling of a connection with another human is what I'm trying to get. Especially at 2 or 3 in the morning when I don't have anyone else to talk to. That was a long, drawn-out way to ask you what you thought about the male loneliness epidemic. Oh, okay. This is actually really interesting. So, the depression. Now, I don't know what classifies PTSD, but I know that, I mean, post-traumatic stress disorder, obviously, and I can't even imagine having that from a war situation in Iraq, which is fucking wild, and I'm sorry that you have to deal with that. As someone who has also been through traumatic things, though not like that, completely different things, obviously I'm not trying to take away. I want you to know that I'm not trying to take away from what you're saying. I'm also just trying to relate to you, and this is the way that I do it. And so it's not trying to negate anything. I'm getting back to everything. I just want everyone to be aware of that because my brain doesn't work normal. So, but it is really easy to fall into those depressive periods. I've been in one recently and it feels shit. It's just so terrible. And it's funny because I don't know if this is the same for you, but I can only speak from personal experience. You can be feeling so fucking good and like everything is going great and you're having all this stuff. And then it will just fucking smack you upside the goddamn head, like out of nowhere. And it's like, oh, I can barely exist, like much less, I don't know, showering, like getting myself water, doing anything positive for myself in my life, getting out of bed. Like, how do I even get fucking dressed to just wear like the same clothes for like a week straight? And yeah, it's hard and it's shit and it's really difficult to come out of it. And I think like I've said this before a bit about things like OnlyFans or like camming is for me, I've always enjoyed like the community aspect of it because I'm not a person, as I've said on other episodes, and if y'all have followed me for any amount of time, I'm doing this for 12 years, you should know by now, I'm just not an incredibly social person, and I find it very difficult to spend long amounts of time with people or have a lot of social commitments, and I have a very low social battery, and that's just something about me. And it's nice to be able to have a connection on the internet. I always have, even when I was younger, when I was homeschooled, I did like online chat forums and I had like my online friends and stuff, you know, and there's something that's a little like anonymous about it. It's almost like a video game in a way. And I know that this is not going to make sense for everybody. Like, I know a lot of people are like, I don't understand, like, you know, being on an OnlyFans site or like being on a cam site. But as much as there is the very like sexual side of it, it's so much more than that. And for some people, it's not. For some people, that is just what it is. But I think that like a majority, at least of my fans personally, relate to me on this level where it's something like, it is that connection where there's like a little bit of separation, but you feel comfortable enough to like share things. And there's like a certain level of vulnerability that it's hard to find with people that you know in real life, if that makes sense. Because, and like I said, not everybody's going to fucking relate to this, but I think that there are just different types of people. And that it's just like with kinks or fetishes or, you know, just... I really like missionary, like whatever it is, there's something different for everyone. That's why it's like another thing I've never understood with like competition in the whole adult industry space. It's kind of like there's enough to go around, and especially like as female performers and stuff, it's like guys like a little bit of everything, and guys, you know, I think it's not even necessarily get bored, but maybe it is boredom, but they like a variety of things, right? And like I said, for sites that that was weird. For sites that I've been on presently and in the past, I feel like the best connection from performers to fans that I've seen are girls who really, and guys as well, who really go above and beyond to want to connect with their fan base. Because I also don't need people to just like gas me up all the time. Like you get that enough with things like social media. Like, I would drag my balls through a mile of broken glass just for a chance to sniff your butthole. Like, just crazy shit like that. And it's nice to be able to kind of, like, hear about people's days. It's nice to be able to feel like I'm there for someone, and to have like things that I can remember about people, and to have like fans who remember things about me. Cause sometimes I feel like my fans, I don't know if you want to call them fans, dirtbags, whatever, anybody who's ever like consumed any of my content and who I talk to on a personal level, it's like, they also remember things about me. And sometimes even people like IRL in my life, like, have no idea what's going on with me. And I feel like I get to share like a lot, and I feel that people enjoy that, and there's a much better way to like have a connection with fans. And it's one thing that I loved about camming, like having my cam room and like the regulars of fans. But yeah, so as far as the male loneliness epidemic, I think that a lot of people are lonely, and I think that a lot of people don't necessarily know how to voice that, or it feels like weak to voice that. But I think a lot of people are lonely, and I don't think that that's unnatural. I feel like even some people who do have a lot of friends can feel lonely in instances where it's like, maybe you kind of reach this point that you feel like nobody really knows you anyway. So even though you're surrounded by people and you have so many people in your life, maybe you feel disconnected from them. And that's even some people who are on pages like OnlyFans or webcams. It's not that they don't have anyone around. It's that they don't really feel that connection. I think everyone is always just looking for a connection. We all want to be able to relate to each other and to connect with people who understand us and who we understand. And I think that, I don't know, something that has like kind of helped me a lot this year, and I obviously have talked about it a little bit here and there. I'm going to quit this someday, I promise. Shit's been stressful. Now, the thing with loneliness and the things with people, it's like, I feel like there's also a lot of, I was talking about this with someone the other day, because when I was younger, right, like, you had to call people on the phone. Your entire life was not broadcast on social media. Like, nobody really knew what you were up to unless they were talking to you and with you and in your life. And now I feel like with things like social media, it's not necessarily that we don't have friends, but it's like we have more friendlies than ever. Like, you're friendly with so many people, and on some level you want to like stay up with them and have them know what you're doing and be recognized by them and have them recognize you and you recognize them, and it goes back and forth, and like we all just need this validation, and it's coming in at all ends all the time. And oh, maybe I have to do this for these people because they don't like this and they don't like this person, so I have to keep these apart, and oh, I can't let them see that I was doing this with this. Back in the day, if you like someone didn't like you, right, but your friend wanted to go hang out with them, you'd never fucking know. Like, you would never know. There's not all this like keeping up with everything. And the more that I have tried to focus on, like, because I have dealt with a lot of loneliness myself, and I started to kind of just think about the things that I like, hey, I'm feeling lonely and like I need like this from someone. What can I do for myself in this instance? And in some ways that's been working out. It's been like writing the book. It's been like spending more time with the dogs, rollerblading, doing all this stuff, because like it's, and I said this before, I think it was last week, the solo episode, was it solo episode last week? Yeah. And I was talking about like, oh, I don't have a big circle of friends. And it's not because like I don't like people or that I'm not friendly with people. It's because like I've started to try to train myself to not be lonely, so that if you are not lonely, like if you enjoy the time that you spend with yourself, then you're going to be a lot more precious with the time that you outsource to other people. Do you know what I mean? Because it's like, if you already feel full on your own, then you're not going to want to be around people and groups that subtract from your fullness any longer than necessary, right? But if you want to feel overflowing, then you're going to find those people who add to your life, like on top of it. So it's like, oh, it was good. Now it's even more elevated with like this person's presence, or, you know, whatever connection that you have with them. And I think that, you know, it's easy, like last week, oh, I just want to collect a bunch of friends, and I collect them all like leaves, and then you sweep them up at the end, you realize you have a big mess to take care of, right? Like, I think that it is really important, especially like the older you get, to like be like, what do I like? What do I want? What makes me feel good? And how can I feel fulfilled myself instead of constantly like worrying about what other people are going to think about what I'm doing. Like, other people don't think about what you're doing. And if they do, they should be thinking about themselves and making themselves happier and doing what's better for them. Because like, you don't have to, sometimes the best shit to do is like do something and not tell anybody that you're doing it. And you just like start fucking doing it. And you're like, oh my God, this feels like I'm just like doing something. And it's for no other reason than I wanted to do it. It's not like this thing you have to broadcast or like tell your followers about or tell like this person, that person. Like, and I feel like the more that you connect with yourself and start to figure that out, it's not something that's selfish. And if you want to call it selfish, I mean, sure, maybe. But I think what it is like self-preservation. And in a way that's not like relying on other people to self-preserve you. Do you know what I mean? Like posturing for people, pretending that you think things or, you know, say things just to make other people happy, like all that people-pleasing kind of shit, it doesn't matter at the end of the day because you're not going to make anybody happy. And if it makes you miserable, then like you're doing a huge disservice to yourself. And I think that the more that you care about the things that you want out of life and you start to figure yourself out, then, like I said, I think that you'll find that you have a lot less poor connections with people because you don't allow them to linger as long. Do you know what I mean? But as far as like the male loneliness epidemic, like I do understand that because it's hard to open up to people. Like I said, it's easier to have that sort of anonymity. But I think that, I don't think it's just male loneliness. Like I've heard a little bit about that here and there, but I think that a lot of people are very lonely and don't really admit it. Like, think how lonely you have to be to be making all these like get ready with me. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that, because like I've done a few of them now and then, but there's like whole pages like dedicated to it. Like, think how lonely it must be. Like, you are setting up a camera, you're getting your makeup done, or you're getting all like ready to show people how you get ready for your day. That's lonely. I don't know what to tell you. That's a lonely thing. It takes way longer to set up and film all that than it does to actually just, I don't know, get the fuck ready. Like, and I understand that it's like content that people enjoy and maybe some people do like to make it, but I think that there is an aspect of that that's very lonely. And I think that, you know, even any sort of content creation is something that can be very, very lonely because, you know, you spend a lot of time just filming. You have to make sure that you're like on point for your brand, your followers, your fans, your this, your haters, blah, 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 blah. And it's like, that is a very lonely thing. And I think that the more prevalent that things like social media and stuff are, and it's not going away, and I'm not saying that like, oh, whatever. I think it's just kind of like recognizing that none of it matters at all. like it doesn't, because it could go away like that. Like, it, none of it really matters that much. And I think that if you are finding yourself in a lonely situation, it's kind of like quitting an addiction, because like having the social life and having the this and that can be a bit of an addiction in and of itself. So if you try to like replace it with something like a fucking hobby or like whatever, like so many people I know have no hobbies. Like, people ask me what my hobbies are and I can't make a list long enough. And sometimes I talk to people and they just have like no fucking interests aside from what's going on their phone. And it's like, fuck, like that feels really, and maybe it's really good for them. Maybe I'm just judging out of turn here or whatever, but in my personal experience, I've been so much happier the less time that I spend on my phone. My stomach is growling and I think I'm hungry, and we're almost at an hour, so that's probably a good place to end on another rant. But my thought on like loneliness and all of that, like really just, I feel like I've been saying it for fucking years, like try to do things that are beneficial for your life, and the more fulfilled that you feel, the less you'll feel the need to let people suck the life out of you. And, you know, not everybody is going to do that to you. It's not everybody's a shit person or whatever. I'm not even saying that people are shit. I mean, a lot of people are shit, but so I guess I am saying it. But it's really important, and it really behooves you to have the best possible life, to figure out yourself, not by what everybody else thinks that you should be, or what you think that you have to be to this person or to that person, or where you have to fit in. You don't have to fit in. You do not have to fit in. It doesn't matter. None of it fucking matters. This has been the Totally Wholesome Not Dirty Podcast. Please follow on Instagram and X at TWND Podcast. You can follow me on Instagram at This Redhead Is SFW. You can go to TikTok, I guess. I almost never post on there anymore. At Leave Molly Alone. Please go to youtube.com/@twndpodcast and be liking, subscribing, sharing with a friend, leaving a goddamn comment for the love of all things holy. Your homework for this week is to leave a 5-star rating either on my stroker or on a podcast episode. That is your homework, and I will see you Monday.
I get paid to take my clothes off, but here I bear it all for free. Welcome to the totally wholesome, not dirty podcast, where sex work meets self-work, and we laugh through the chaos one. Take a moment, brush it off, let it go. Hey!